Calvin Trillin is a nice guy, known for his articles on the pleasures of eating. So why is he writing about murder and violence? With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Trillin has written Killings, quite a departure from such slices of humor as American Fried and Alice, Let's Eat. Killings is a collection of articles drawn from his U.S. Journal series in The New Yorker. The stories that fascinated Calvin Trillin the most were the ones about violent death.
Reporters love murders in general. I think most reporters are court buffs, and most of them like murders partly from the drama, the fact that the story has some kind of structure ready-made.
The killings Trillin writes about were unrelated, scattered across America.
It's statistically a violent place, and there's no question about that. It's not unusual to read in the paper that Houston had more murders than Great Britain last year, or Detroit had more murders than France.
Trillin began his U.S. Journal series in 1967.
As early as that, there were signs in towns in Idaho on filling stations saying this station keeps no cash after 10 o'clock or something like that. If you live in a place in America and you don't bother to lock the doors, it is very likely that you don't have a television set anymore, or maybe even a refrigerator. In fact, it's pervasive crime in America.
Trillin believes that big cities are potentially more violent than small towns because of the anonymity.
It's a big control over your anger if you know you're going to have to pass the guy again tomorrow, and that you're probably going to see him at the Kiwanis on Wednesday. In my experience traveling around the country is that even though a lot of these murders take place in small towns, the level of anger, or at least of the display of anger, is a function partly of the size of the place.
Calvin Trillin, writing seriously about one of America's most severe social problems. His book, Killings, was published by Tickner and Fields. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.